Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
I'm 19 Keys and this is high level conversation.
You know, I think everybody, like you said, are doing their mission as God is operating, but I didn't say what you just said out of your mouth. You know, you said it. Mm-hmm. And I know what was happening, right? So it's all like, sounds like the same thing to me. Usher got on the stage the other day at the NAACP Awards and ended talking the same way. Mm. You know? It's like, it's, you know, there is a collective consciousness, for sure. And it's God operating. He knows what he's creating through all of us. And like you said, you know, it's not really convincing one another. It's just like you, I didn't convince you to inspire that comment, you know. And we spoke on the side, you know, earlier at the crib or whatnot. Like that's what we're working on over here is 4 years in the making, and it's about to be a real thing. So
yeah, I mean, you know, I seen I think it was Method Man. Let me make sure. Somebody sent me something today about how when he was, I believe, yeah, it was Method Man. He was speaking on racism in the movie and television industry. He said he had meetings where they told me that black people don't watch television, right? And now you get to see him like working with 50 Cent and playing a lawyer, right? And it's been those kind of things throughout time that's been our blockade, right? Where we don't get to fulfill our dreams because we're asking somebody else to do it for us. And we asking permission, right? Ooh. And why are we asking permission to get our dreams done?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've had so many brilliant ideas. So like the movie industry, I think Marvel is like the most, I love Marvel, first of all. Just the characters, you know what I'm saying? Wolverine is my favorite character, I always say.
Oh, I love Wolverine.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I relate to Wolverine.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I tap into that. But it's like we have the ability to come up with so many creative ideas. And throughout the last 100 years, we've seen 0.1% of those done.
Mm.
Right? So we have not yet get to experience the world where our imagination is let free.
Mm.
And when we do get an outlier of a show, it disappears. It becomes a super hit, and then all of a sudden it's gone. Where did it go? Right? So it's like now this is my inspiration that when I see Taraji P. Henson talking about not getting paid, and I see people, and it's like, I hear the complaints, I hear the problems, I hear the issues, but the reality of it is that we don't have to have them no more. You feel me? Because we can create our own platforms, our own movies, our own shows, our own resources, and get it done.
Boom.
So it's like,
boom.
Who are we really crying to? Are we crying to them? Or are we crying because we're not working together?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Like, where are those tears really flowing from? The industry go industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's their business. So you want to change somebody's business model, you have to protest them to get them to change their mind.
Yeah.
When it's your business, you just build the business model correctly the first time and no reparations need to be given.
Shifting perspective is the key.
Yeah. So, you know, when other actors, such as yourself, they get in the game and they want, you started like what, 12?
12, yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to give a blueprint for that, but.
I mean, the blueprint was the same blueprint I'm taking right now, to be honest. A little different emotionally.
Yeah.
So more outgoing at 12 than I am today. A lot more introverted, if you can believe that. But at 12, I'm walking up to the director like, yeah. Yo, you gotta put me in your video.
Yeah.
You put me in your video. I only need one take. I promise you. I'm going to be on that. You going to use this. Soulja Boy like, hold on. Let me see what he's talking about. Let me see what he's talking about. You know, I'm getting up there. My friends joining me. We dancing. That casting director ended up getting called for like all the music videos. Lil Wayne, Kerry Hilson and whatever in Atlanta. Then it was a commercial, Cartoon Network commercial. Same lady called me or called my parents or whatever. We got there. That led to Tyler Perry's House of Pain audition. That was my first actual acting job. Read Between the Lines, bunch of voiceover things on the radio, like Publix and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that led to an incredible crew when I was 16. Yeah, yeah. And then, and actually music was really and heavily in the mix at that point in time in my life. I was touring and performing and, you know.
Yeah, you got some vibes, I heard.
Yeah.
You got some vibes.
So I actually started off like more, and then dope happened, and then it became an official shift of energy. When I was young, people was like, you'll never be nothing more than a dancer. If you was going to be in music, it's got to be as like a background dancer in a boy band. Mm-hmm. Yo, like, you know, then I started acting and people was like, you know, I remember Jacquees called my phone one day. He was like, hey, yo, young Meek. I was like, you know, they calling me Meek these days. You know, my agent told me to go by Meek, you know, but you could always say Shameek or whatever. You know, you could call me Young Meek forever. You know, that type of thing. I'm talking to him like that. That was the first time I got into it with Jacquees. That's like we both grew up in East Atlanta, you know, and I bring it up because it's like that energy of like, you know, that shift of like, okay, it's happening. People start making like a official. Like, you're an actor now. I'm perceiving you this way. This is how you feel about yourself. This is how you make me feel when you think about it like this. And that was my first lesson in that. It was from my brother, you know, Kui. And it just kind of kept going and going and going.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Learned in many different scenarios. By the time Dope came out, because I had the same energy with like Pharrell when I first met him, because he did the music for Dope and etc. And I just felt like I couldn't quite get to Pharrell. I was like, how, you know what I mean? Like, am I doing too much? I was doing too much. you know, but I was being myself at the same time. That same like spark of like, you know, yeah, like, you know, but it was a lot. And so he did talk to me at Cannes, and you know, he shook my hand. He was like, listen, you were he said acting is like purpose, you know. He was like, you are too talented to speak on it to anybody, just show them, you know what I'm saying. He was like, you're too good to talk about it. And it really hit me, because I didn't know how to take it when he first said it, to be honest. But it made me, because I didn't have a therapist then at 19 or whatever I was, you know what I'm saying? And he sent me down that journey of reading, what is it, The Four Agreements? No, The Alchemist. Mm-hmm. That was Pharrell. So we read The Alchemist. We were reading The Four Agreements, The Secret, that led to the Master Key System, which mm-hmm. led to conversations with God and you know, A New Earth or all these different, these books, these self-help books that opened up me questioning religion and then led to all of this. But so Pharrell was another moment where I think at that moment and I understood, I started shifting to like be more internal as much as possible, you know, to be more tactful, better received, you know. The Breakfast Club interviews, another thing. The first one was like, oh, he's like shy and quiet and that kind of thing. The second one was like, when I started playing Raekwon, it was like, yo, where he's so confident. Who does he think he is? Da, 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 da. Yeah. Then they see the performance in Wu-Tang. And then now when you go look at the comments today, it's nothing but, nah, he knew what he was on. Like, we always be hating on Black excellence. Let the young guy live. All of that type of energy. The social media Rosa Parks moment happened, you know? And that's when I was like, you know, damn, I gotta be careful. Like how I'm talking, like not, maybe I wasn't open to hearing what anybody was saying to me, you know, or maybe I was taking it in, but it wasn't like, it just was a huge learning moment for me because how people perceive me is one way, but I know my reality. So it having that disconnect was more painful for me than like some random whoever like saying something under my pictures or whatever. Like that's just, you know, they say all publicity is good publicity. So in that regard, in my mind, I kind of, that was whatever. My movies are still, you know, I'm still a pillar in the community. I intend to be a light. I intend to be myself. You're not going to stop. I'm an unstoppable force that will never change, especially as I stand on culture and I stand on business and I speak up. Every time I'm a deliver, you know what I'm saying? You can count on me like you count on Google. You know what I'm saying? To do what I got
to
do.
Talk to me.
You know? You know, I don't mean to like, I think I'm just saying like in that moment as I'm like, it became about impact to me as I started to reflect and see like how I'm rubbing people. And
it's interesting because I like the advice Pharrell gave you actually, you know, if you go into like human design types, some people have a part of personality where it's kind of wait for the invitation is what it's called. That's the strategy.
Mm.
And what it means is that you operate within your full force and flow of energy. You show up and do everything that you're supposed to do, right?
Mm.
And then you let people recognize it. And then that's when all of the rewards come. That's when all the invites come. That's from everything that comes from the benefits of you being in your operation. But when you have to constantly ask, or you have to be at that person that's selling yourself and pushing yourself onto other people, you're not in flow on how you are and how your human design is.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me that you more in flow when you are in that wait for the invitation strategy.
Yeah.
I'm operating, see me. Because it feels so much better when somebody recognizes you and then they'd be like, yo, I need you to come here. I need you to do this. Like, yo, we love your work, right? That gives you a different level of fulfillment and feeling of success.
Yeah.
Huh. 1,000 milligrams, 1 ounce, 1 ounce, 0.5 gram. I think it's too much. I'm gonna be honest. I think we need to label this one Supermind Extreme. I think we need to have one where we kind of cut it. This is a disclaimer I got to do for this product. If you take this product, it's a supercharged product. It's not one of the ones to where, you know, you just take and you chill mode. It's one of the ones you take and you super focus. Mental acuity is growing. You can feel like you remembering things from your childhood that you never knew before. Don't take this one if you don't want the supercharger. Right now, we only have the Supermind. We don't have the regular mind. So this is the one that got the lion's mane, the CBD, the black seed oil, MCT oil. This is the one that had you goddamn running all day long and just knocking out task after task after task after task. You feel me? But don't take this if you don't want to have a supercharged day. This is only from supercharged days because I think we put too much in this one. So that's a disclaimer on this before you all go and get some of that Supermind.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.